time for a show. It's been so long, but now we're gonna do a show.
Hi, everybody. Oh, wow. He's clapping as well.
That was my little... AJ, let's do a show.
When did you become a cabaret singer? Is that in the time off you've had?
Can you imagine me doing a circuit of the holiday camps across the UK?
I actually definitely could. And I think...
Not literally me, but you know. OVP.
OVP?
Official vape.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's more likely that you're going to fail miserably at this and resign yourself to touring the Christian camps with Jesus songs.
Do you know what, though? Ever since a young boy.
Yeah. When you were touched.
I got away from that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I avoided it.
did you get a badge for it?
Maybe it's because I was a chubby little kid.
Oh, so he's like...
nobody even wanted to touch me.
No.
No. But so I got away with it.
Not even the priests wanted me.
No, even my school headmaster. He got convicted.
Honestly?
Yeah, that's... mate, I can drag up the headlines. True story. Yeah, no, I went through the era of predators.
Yes.
And somehow survived. You know, there's something to be said for being chubby.
You were in the Catholic Church. You were a choir boy. And I'm just letting it all out. And you went to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
And you didn't get abused. That in itself is amazing.
Yeah, I was very lucky.
I don't know if lucky is the right word. I think you might actually be disappointed.
But from a very young age,
yeah,
the Jesus path was around me.
I see.
And I remember seeing struggling artists.
Yes.
You know, you hear about them on the TV, just trying to get their big hit in life.
Yeah.
But the Jesus singers, they were always successful.
And, you know, they can be mediocre and successful as well.
Mate, I can make up a Jesus song right now.
Go on then.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Now, let's sing a song about Jesus.
Please.
Oh, Jesus, he loves to vape. Jesus, he's your mate. Official vape. Is it? Why are you blowing perfect toes? Can you not do that? Why? When did that happen?
Well, we've had like a few weeks not doing the show. For one reason or another. And in that time, I've spent every day practicing my vape hose.
I'm shocked.
Official vape AJ.
No, that is never going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
No, AJSMR.
And PSMR.
No, no, I'm not going to the SMR world. I'm lovingly known now as Official Vape Pete. You know Matt from the Proper Coil show.
I'll muck them all up then.
Matt, he is what we call in the vape world, high-end wanker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Wanker Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
I like to spend £300 on a device.
Yeah.
Otherwise, not high-end enough for
get
me.
Get in the sea.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
All right, here's me. Dot mod, switch R. Quite happy. It's a pod.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
After about 3 weeks, I'm going to chuck the pod in the bin. I'm going to put a new one in, and I'm away. Kind of high-end because it's carbon fiber, but it's just simplicity in my pocket. Not high-end enough for Matt.
Oh, wow. I just had a really enjoyable vape off a cheap pod device.
I mean, that's how high-end you are.
I just don't care.
No, you don't care. I mean, you're on a Borrow and you constantly moan about Borrows.
Borrows suck, man.
Everything sucks. According to AJ, vaping sucks.
Okay. I defy anyone to find me a vape that doesn't objectively suck.
Right. This is because your view on vaping, you've gone all the way from beginner to advanced to back again to, I'm not even that interested in vaping anymore. Yeah. I just need this thing.
Yeah.
Right? Which makes you perfect for the show because you're kind of miserable vapor now.
Cynical vapor.
Yeah, cynical vapor.
What did Alex used to call me? The reluctant vapor.
Yeah, reluctant vapor. So we've got people like Matt who listen.
Yeah.
Right? Who's a high-end wanker.
High-end wanker, yeah.
Right, we've got people like you, no doubt, in the audience.
Just wanker.
Just wanker.
Yeah,
straight up
okay,
wanker.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and what we're trying to do is feed them a little bit of everything.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Right? So I need you.
Yeah.
Even though you can now blow O-rings that are better than mine.
I think vaping fundamentally hasn't progressed enough to be good. Like, that was actually That was really good. That was impressive.
I just blew a solid O.
Like even those high-end vapes, okay?
Yeah.
High-end vapes. What are you in the Boro world then? Are you high-end vapes? Or are you talking like mechs and RDAs and stuff?
Well, officially, you've got to have some kind of self-built coil.
Right, so you've got to make your own coil.
Yeah, yeah. To be a...
Like a Victorian wicker.
What we need now is if Matt could just phone into the show. Can you do some kind of phone in from Matt?
I could.
And just for your headpiece, just give us an update on what he says.
Oh, he says he's a high-end wanker.
Yeah.
And he has too much time on his hands, so he enjoys wasting it building a coil that he could buy for 90 pence.
90p.
Weird.
So rather than buying 90 pence, yeah. he'll spend what, 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't work.
Sometimes it doesn't work?
No, it just, sometimes it doesn't wick.
Yeah.
Sometimes it leaks.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does work, and you have a 5% better experience than if you just bought it.
But do you know what? He is quite high end because he'll only spend,
yeah.
minimum he'll go to is £200 for an RBA.
I think Matt needs to spend more money on watches and less money on vapes.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So there's some life advice for Matt.
Yeah.
And I want to become...
Don't more, be like Matt.
I want to become a bit more flashy, AJ.
Oh, you do?
I want to be able to dive into the high-end watch world a little bit more.
Okay, the watch world. Right.
What I'm going to need
yeah.
is flashy sponsorship.
Oh, well, what, in order to pay for the watches or you're hoping to work
to make
up?
It rain. To make right. it rain. So
yep.
it's all right doing these shows.
Yeah, they don't pay anything though. Yeah.
I need to make it rain.
Okay. So I've lined up, I know the sponsorship burden was all on you at the start. When we started opening up to sponsors, you got Mamba black gloves,
Mamba.
The industrial strength rubber gloves.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
What I felt like I have been...
Slip in the black Mamba.
Yeah, I think I'd been letting the team down. So I thought I'd step up to the plate and really push the boat out.
Yeah.
I got Dove hand wash. They haven't paid anything, but, you know, the thought was there.
Clean up every situation.
Every vapor needs to clean up after themselves.
Yeah.
And now I've gone to the next level for this week's sponsor.
You have?
Mm. I've got a ball of yarn.
A ball of yarn?
A ball of yarn.
Right, I've just got to take you back, just briefly.
Yeah.
I know we're starting the show and it's quite important that we move on.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
But I wanted to hamper together.
Yeah.
So we had Black Mamba.
Yes.
Keep your hands clean.
Yes.
Right.
Blue Roll of Gods.
Blue Roll
yeah.
for wiping up any situation.
Any situation.
We had Dove
yes.
to look after and moisturise your hands
yeah.
because every situation needs lubricant.
Yes, it does.
So
yeah. Yeah.
keep it moist.
Keep it moist.
With Dove.
Yeah, and clean up at the same time.
Then...
Yeah.
For any spillages, we had Fairy, which was great.
Heavy hitters as well, let's yeah. be honest.
So you clean up yeah. with Fairy,
yeah.
wipe up with yeah. Blue Roll.
Yeah.
Then I thought we'd hamper this together. In that hamper,
yeah.
we now have a roll of yarn.
It's for... you may want to tie things up.
Right.
You know, like bundle things together.
Let me just tell you where I'm going and where there's a potential issue here.
Yeah, okay. So you're hampering it up.
I've been in talks with Duct Tape.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now, if they come on board as a show sponsor, yeah. this could be big.
That's huge. Yeah.
But I was kind of like a little bit edgy about it because I'm thinking, I want to hamper this.
Yeah,
and
that's
fine.
And
I don't want it to look too rapey.
Like the perfect kidnapper's kit.
Yeah.
All we need is a spade.
Yeah. So.
A bag of lime for disposing.
I don't know how good they are for the show. What are they asking for? Jingle?
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
They haven't actually communicated with us at all.
So you're pitching.
I'm pitching it to them live. Yeah. So I'm hoping that we could drop in a ball of yarn every so often.
Yeah.
In the videos that are coming up, and maybe they might send us. I did hear from Derek
yeah.
at the post office.
Yeah.
You know Derek?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Dell.
Dell, yeah. Low end Dell. Not
yeah,
like
yeah,
Matt,
yeah.
who's high end.
Yeah, yeah, no.
He only vapes disposables.
Disposables.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like to do anything other than the clearance deals.
Yeah. Dell heard from Barry,
yeah.
who had spoken to Rob, that Ball of Yarn had given him a lifetime supply.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we could potentially sell them in that situation.
Yeah, if we can get like other vapors on board as well, maybe the Proper Coils show, they can get on board Ball of Yarn.
Proper Coils show, Friday nights.
Yeah, or maybe Vaping with Vic.
Vaping with Vic, he actually does a live show. I can't think what night it is.
He does a live show too. Yeah. Maybe they could all get Ball of Yarn on board and then we could make it rain.
All of us together.
Like a united front.
So there's us
yeah.
penetrating the movement.
Yeah. The spearhead.
With Vic.
The tip.
Who's there solid.
Yeah.
He's solid.
He's been there like for a years. Bullseye, years.
And we're penetrating.
You want to penetrate Vic?
The market. I want to penetrate the market.
But through Vic.
Through Vic
mm-hmm.
and Proper Coil Show.
Okay.
So we all like yeah. get together
yeah.
with a ball of yarn. And we just tie it all up.
That's good. Would anyone be wearing the Black Mamba gloves so we can do the whole like, you know.
Right. If anyone, it's going to be Madge.
Madge is wearing the Black Mamba
Madge
gloves.
Madge in Black Mamba.
Okay.
It's a strong look.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's exciting.
And, you know, it's one that kind of, I think, would excite people.
Talking of exciting me.
Yeah.
What's kind of happened in today's show, Pete?
I'm glad that you've given me that segue because, AJ, it is a podfest. We're starting the spring expo season across Europe. We've already kicked off in France.
Yes.
We've seen some new devices releasing. It's pod heavy.
Of course it is.
Disposables are really already dropping off. There's a huge clearance throughout Europe in disposables. As we know in the UK, next year we're not going to have them.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're now seeing is disposables trying to be as convenient. Pods trying to be as convenient as disposables. And now, this week's show, I have recyclable pod systems.
Okay, interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
A new take on a disposable that's not a disposable.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And then I posh it up with the pods with a pro.
Oh, you're going
and
pro.
And then I jazz up a pod with a light display. So I've got a bit of everything. Now, if you're listening on Spotify,
yeah,
I know that you've already read this.
Oh, you've
you
seen.
You know what's coming. Don't ruin it for everyone
else.
Just
give it away, doesn't it?
Oh, spoiler. Oh, they've got the Inokin Trine. They've got the Aspire Flexus Pro. They've got the Vupu Argus P2. They've got the Vaporesso Click Cos. And that's it then. It's ruined for everyone.
What I liked is that you were trying to reel it off, but you couldn't remember. So you had to look over.
I couldn't think of all the names, AJ.
And read them off.
I couldn't.
It's good.
But, you know, if anyone actually cares out there, I've been poorly.
Yes, you have been poorly.
Yeah, that's why you haven't had a show. I've not been very well. Yeah. Oh, that's pathetic. Yeah,
it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Sad. I've been very unwell.
Oh, no.
Very unwell.
Were you rushed to hospital?
Yeah, I was rushed. You know, most people, they get taken. Not me. Rushed.
Danger.
Dash to hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, you just had a cough.
Yeah, but I want to make it sound more worse than that, if you could.
Worse. I wanted it to be worse.
Oh, it's a terrible bacterial infection.
That makes it sound disgusting.
Dun, dun, dun.
When anyone says like bacterial or fungal, it just makes me think of like some kind of nasty sexual disease.
No, it wasn't my cock.
You had a bacterial infection of your...
No, it wasn't.
What, it erode? Oh my God. It eroded it.
No,
a fungal infection.
This is the
flesh eating infection.
No, it was nothing to do with my no-no square. No, it was nothing to do with that. It was, you know, it started off a little bit, you know, the COVID kind of vibe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, stuck a thing up my nose.
Yeah.
Had a good.
Yeah. Okay. That's probably where the infection came from.
Scratchy feel. Did a test. Negatron. Yeah, so it wasn't the dreaded C-bomb.
It wasn't?
No.
No. In truth, we both had this horrible infection, which is why we've been away.
Yeah. You first had the...
So I thought I'd be giving and spread it to everyone.
Yeah.
By continuing to come into work like a good scout.
Yeah, no, it's really good that you you just soldiered up for everyone and just kept coming in.
Kept coming in, until, coughing over everything.
Until literally everyone, including Gene from accounts, is off sick.
Yeah, it was good of me.
So no, you literally, single-handedly, shut down the workplace.
Yeah, I was like a weapon, a biohazard weapon.
Yeah.
Used by, I don't know, China, let's say. No, yeah. Russia. Yeah. I don't know, anywhere.
And after this great work shutdown, yeah. I noticed there was no big bailout grants.
There was no furlough.
No furlough.
No.
No eat out to help out. Nothing.
Eat out to help out?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Friday night.
That was a classic, wasn't it? Anyway, I was supposed to be better do stuff.
Friday night at the nightclub, isn't it? Eat out to help out. I was great at that. Do you remember eating out to help out?
I'll tell you what I do remember. That O you just blew. That blew my mind.
Thanks very much. It's the only one you'll get this show.
Inakin have released a new creation. The Trine.
Very exciting.
Do you know, they've just dropped this out of nowhere. Let's drop down and take a look at the Inakin Trine. This is a 3-in-1 integration of ABC, atomizer, battery, and control panel. Now, this is a button-activated pod device that delivers up to 25 watts. It's available in 6 colors at launch. And to start off with that A, let's take a look at the pod. It is a leak-proof, top refillable pod. There's 3 options currently available, and that is a 1.2 pod, which is 11 to 12 watts. That's going to be suitable for 50-50. Also, for higher nicotine mouth to lung, there's a 0.8, that's 12 to 14 watts. And finally, there's a 0.6, which is perfect for me. That's 20 to 22 watts, and you can just about get away with a 70-30. I noticed that's wicking absolutely fine. Onto the battery, the Trine features the industry's first 1,000 milliamp hour eco-safe battery recycling solution. Now, this is called EcoDrain. It allows you to discharge the battery at end of life, separate it from your vaping device, and dispose of it more responsibly. Put it all together and we can now focus on the control panel. You have an OLED display, which is user-friendly interfaced, effortlessly really, tracking your essential details at just a glance. Straight after vaping, you'll see the wattage display change to show you the duration of your vape. The rest of the display is battery level, power output, resistance, puff count, and you can further dial in your vaping experience with the side adjustable airflow, which I've noticed goes from a nice airy vape all the way up to the tightest. And of course, you can pull that in tighter once you adjust your pod. Furthermore, to the battery level being monitored on the display, you also have it on your button, but there's an unusual quirk here. Green is over 30% battery, yellow 10 to 20, and red when it's under 10%. For use, well, it's Inakin, so they keep it simple. 3 clicks on and off, and 2 clicks to adjust your wattage. That is the Trine from Inakin as a wide overview.
And you know, I'm so giving and kind.
Yeah.
Although you said there's 6 colorways.
Yeah.
We've only got 5 because Gene in accounts,
look,
only gave us 5.
Recently, I've had some drama, AJ.
Mm.
I don't want to get emotional about it.
Yeah, okay. But you're going to get emotional, aren't you?
Pete Bisardo? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who I style myself on.
Of course, right? Yeah.
I'm recognised in the vaping industry as the English Phil Bisardo.
Yeah, P Junior.
If he spoke properly, he would sound like this. Yeah. Yeah.
P Junior.
Okay. Right. And Dimitri.
Yeah.
Now, they recently did a show calling out vape reviewers, and they chose to pick us out.
I watched it, yeah.
And in the live chat, there was a complete tosser in there called Craig. So, Craig, you're an absolute tool.
Wow.
I need to say that.
Okay.
Now,
but you're welcome to come around anytime, and we'll discuss it in great detail.
He would have the absolute shit kicked out of him.
Oh, what are you going straight there?
Anyway,
yeah.
They did a review on the reviewers.
Okay.
And they said that they were disappointed that I didn't cover all the colorways.
Yes. Well.
And now here I find myself unable to cover all the colorways.
Oh, well. That's their loss, not ours. So there is more than these colors. And I was going to say, because I'm so kind,
yeah.
what I have done is set you up your own pod.
Right.
So we've both got one each.
I do really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very nice of me.
ABC. I like what they've done there. They've tried to create something a little bit different with the pod world.
Yes.
So now, Inokin were one of the first, I think, to do recycled packaging.
So oh, yeah, yeah,
recycling
definitely.
Is important to Inokin.
It was pre-COVID, I'm sure. They went to that cardboard brown, like recycled cardboard packaging and paper inside instead of plastic.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah.
Nice move. I like that. I like the idea of this. And in the box, you get two of these 1,000 milliamp hour batteries.
You get two?
So there's a spare one.
Okay.
As well as your pod.
There seems... I love the idea. The concept of being able to literally pull my battery out and hot swap it, or if this does get to end of life, you know, all the rest of it. I think there's an open goal slightly missing, if I was going to be slightly critical. And that is two batteries in a package. Great idea. Wouldn't it be great if I could utilize both of them? As in, if it came with a little hot swapping charging dock, so I could just pop it in the charging dock.
I like that.
And then I've always got one of the batteries on charge all the time and not have to charge through the device.
Right. I'm going to create that accessory for the industry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
are you going to
cut that out of the video.
Right. And you're going to get cut in on the...
Official Vape Pete creates a charging dock for
the Inokin. Can I get cut in on this? It was my idea. Is this...
You'll get a slice.
Of?
The percentage of the after-tax profits.
That doesn't sound like I'm going to get anything.
No, after all the shareholders have been paid, you're
who are the other shareholders in this?
I'll be the main shareholder,
of course.
But
do I get my name on it as well?
No. AJSMR, we could probably put on the cable.
No one reads the cable.
That's a shame.
Vaping wise, I've got the 0.6 in, as I'm sure you have as well. Because let's be honest, it is the best pod. I've got it at 21 watts, and it's reading it at 0.67 ohms. You know,
you've given me a pink device, I noticed.
It's just because I know you like having the Dimitri pink in your mouth.
I mean, I do. I do. I don't know how he feels about it, but I like it.
I'm sure if he closes his eyes, he'll enjoy it.
Top feel is lovely. I know you've already shown this, but yeah, I like that.
It's
quick.
It's reminiscent of other top feel pods we've seen on the market from other manufacturers.
No leak, no mess.
Yeah.
Simplicity.
It's nice. It's always a satisfying little fidget as well. And yes, like you say, because there's no bottom fill on it or side rubber bungs. I don't like rubber bungs. No one does really.
No.
Like you say, it removes the leaking and the condensation as well. Minimizes
device,
that.
Device-wise, you've got this ABC format. That's the thing that's really most noticeable about the Trine. Not seen this done before, as in atomizer, battery, and control panel, as they're saying. Okay, we kind of have. 18650 comes out.
Yeah.
Device.
But also, I just want to say the C is a bit of a stretch, isn't it?
Okay.
I know they wanted to go ABC.
ABC, but it sounds cool, AJ.
ABC sounds cool. Atomizer, yeah. Battery, yeah. What can C be?
Control panel.
Control panel.
Yay.
Yeah, well done, guys.
Yeah. But I like it. The essence of this is, after you've had a pod now for about a year, it still works absolutely fine.
Wow.
But there's so many new creations coming out, you'll probably want to upgrade to something else anyway.
The versatility of this device is actually quite amazing. The airflow, the versatility of the vape you get just by dialing that airflow is huge.
Yeah.
Like you say, you can get an RDL vape, a restricted direct to lung, when it's wide open. It does cope with that quite well. Very enjoyable. You close that off and it gets very tight.
I mean, well,
very tight.
Well, you've been playing around, AJ.
Yeah.
I've been preparing a presence for the podcast.
A present?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Official Vape Pete's in the house. Oh, hi, everyone. Official Vape Pete here.
Did you just introduce yourself?
Yeah, because I was waiting for you and you just didn't come up.
You introduced yourself.
Right.
Okay.
If you could do some kind of drum roll or something like that, I'm just going to prepare my first vape trick.
Okay? Ready? Let's go. Oh my God. You've actually got good at that in our time off. It's disappointing that it's still there. I can still see it.
It's still lingering. So, you know, bookings will be coming soon. But until they do come in, AJ, I'm going to have to go back to relying upon AJ. Don't upstage me. Look.
We've spent our time off really well, really productively.
If you could take this one apart for the segment that our viewers tune in for, AJSMR!
For those of you that don't understand what's about to happen, this whole thing is a lighthearted joke at ASMR. Just noticed there were some people that just didn't understand it. Maybe they're too dense or, I don't know.
Oh dear.
Don't find anything funny.
Okay, I'm getting childhood memories. Mummy, are you in there? Okay, too much. Trauma.
Let's go back to vaping. Oh, you're going to end it. Let me vape it once more.
That has been our look at the latest device from Inokin, the Trine. This is the Vaporesso COS Click 6000.
Nice.
AJ, I want to drop down, take a look. I know people are going to go, is that a disposable, Pete? But no. This is a TPD compliant product for European vapors with a 10 mil e-liquid container and a 2 mil refillable pod. There's also a 600 milliamp hour battery. So what are we looking at here? Well, this is the essentials that you have to know. When you get the device, it is not ready to use like a disposable vape. You'll take the 10 mil e-liquid container and you click that into place in the main device. Turn the device upside down, pump the e-liquid into the 2 mil tank, and then you need to allow about 5 minutes for it to saturate into the coil. Then your vape would be ready. At that point, the only other things that you would need to know is that it's rechargeable. So once the battery goes flat on the base there, you'll see there's a USB-C port. The only other thing you would need to know is when that 2 mil tank goes empty, that you would effectively pump back in or squonk the e-liquid from the 10 mil container into your 2 mil tank. The battery life is shown by a coloured LED when you're vaping, and that will illuminate throughout your tank. You're going to get fast refills, no mess, 6,000 puffs to rival any disposable. And of course, this has Vaporesso coil technology. So they call it Corex Heating Tech. I just call it great flavour and efficiency from that coil. So you do get really good performance, which is great because here we have 15 different flavors available at launch, all using 20 mg Nic salts. And they're basically this flavor range, Delishu.
From Vaporesso. So what we have here, what you're telling me, is a disposable squonker.
Pretty much.
A disposable squonker.
Pretty much the case, AJ. You know, not everyone from the disposable world is going to understand squonking, but
no, it's
basically a bottle format that you squeeze up to the coil, and then once the coil is wet, you can vape.
All right. Okay. So straight away, it vapes like a mouth-to-lung pod device. It's a very enjoyable vape. The flavors, you've come from disposables...
They are disposable flavors.
They really are.
You've got sweet. You've got 2% or 20 mg, which is like perfect disposable focus.
But the coil, the Corex coil technology, whatever it is that Vaporesso use, is absolutely phenomenal. It's chomping through that.
So the Corex heat technology, if you're new to Vaporesso, what it basically means is you get solid, consistent flavor. It will perform in the same way all the way. Right, if you blow another O...
I didn't blow any O's.
You're going to be banned.
What, from the show?
I'm going to speak to HR.
You're
going to
fire me.
Banned.
Don't fire me again.
No, official Vape Pete blows the O's on this show. You are AJSMR. You just make the sounds. You're getting too good at them. That's ridiculous.
I'm so sorry.
Right, it's okay. Unfortunately, I do have to report you to HR.
Right, you were ill for a month. We couldn't do a show. I had to vape and just be bored, okay? So all I did was sit there and
performing.
Go, I watched your videos. I bought your book on how to be a vape trickster.
Yeah, but, well...
Which the is payments called Tricky been, Pete, I think it was.
The payment's been very small for the book, so I can assume you only bought the Kindle version.
Yeah, I did it on Amazon Prime. Links below.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a link below. I just made that. I'll put a link below to something.
There's always things that I like to link below anyway. On Amazon, my favourite thing. What are you doing now? Look.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, I was trying to give you a subtle... you know, production nod that you do. Like, oh, there's something I want you to talk about by...
Oh, well, the only thing I'm picking up a nod for, AJ, is how we make it rain here in the studio. Yeah. And that brings me on to my show sponsor, which is a bowl of yarn. Or bowl of yarn.
A bowl of yarn.
Bowl of yarn.
Today's show is brought to you by String.
Yeah, and if ever you've been in a situation where, you know, you just want to tidy things up, you know, tie things up.
Tie people.
Probably what you're after is a bowl of yarn.
What I like, right, is that recently a quite famous vape show, the DP show with Phil Bassardo and Dimitri, featured us.
Yeah.
They were reviewing one of our videos, which I thought was a weird concept anyway. But anyway, they did that. And when it got to this section where we highlighted one of our
show sponsors.
They thought we were actually sponsored by the thing that we're showing behind us, which is clearly just some crap we've picked up in the studio.
Oh, you're ruining it now. That means I'm never going to get paid.
They are genuinely, oh, this is the bit where they, oh, they're always about the, like... I know that satire and sarcasm is a subtle humour, quite often lost on the stupid people like Americans.
Yeah,
Americans. But I didn't realise it was that subtle.
Yeah.
Sorry, have I just alienated half our audience?
Mostly Americans that are listening. And what I'd like to do at this point is apologise to you, but you probably wouldn't understand. That again was satire.
You got me as I was inhaling. That was good.
Do you know what though?
Yeah.
We've got loads of airtime to joke because that's what you get with a simple device. There's not a lot to talk about.
It's a. I'll say one thing.
Loads of flavours at launch. You're enjoying that squonk, aren't you?
It's really satisfying.
Yeah.
Right? It's a nice juice window to see how much of the 10ml bottle is still there.
There you go.
Oh, see, it lights up as well. I didn't realise that.
See that? Illuminated.
Nice. So you can see your juice level.
Tells me I've got a full battery.
But also you can clearly see through the pod to see how much e-liquid is sitting in the juice well around the coil. And like we showed in the earlier part, when you want to fill it up again, you just tip it upside down and pull the button and it just gives you a little, like an extra mil of juice in there.
While you were doing that...
Oh, sorry, it wasn't on camera.
There wasn't enough focus on me. Oh, I just blew the most perfect O.
Did you, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you?
I'll try another one. Okay. You don't have to be a vape trickster like me. You can just vape because you need nicotine to stop smoking. But if ever you want to be kind of high-end, you could stop...
I'm really addicted now.
You could be a vape trickster like me.
Oh, wow.
Ready?
Can I be like you?
OVP, introduce me.
OVP is here with the, he is the MVP. That's good. That was good. Yep. Keep trying. Do you want me to show you how to do it? Oh.
There you go.
That's quite clean, actually. That's really impressive.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have been able to do that without my Vaporesso Cost Click.
Okay. Is it Cost Click or Click Cross? Because I hope it's Click Cross. Like, you know.
Click Cross.
Click Cross.
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 Cross click. Click cross.
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 You said cross, it's cos.
Cross. Click cross. Cos. Click cross.
Yeah. No, it's the cos click.
Click cross.
Cos click.
How many different ways? If you keep saying it, it sounds weird.
Look, there's loads of different flavours. There's something for everyone, and it's a super convenient device. So if you're worried about losing your disposable, there's devices like this that are no nonsense, no mess devices. There is some news in the UK, or parts of the UK, Scotland,
mm-hmm.
that next year they're trying to eradicate devices like this, which are refillable disposables.
Yeah, RRDs are likely to go as well. Anything where you can't change the pod or the coil.
Yeah. So, you know, for now, vaping is under attack.
Yes, it is.
We've heard about potential flavor restrictions coming in. They're talking about taxing. Well, taxing is punitive. Why would you be discouraging people by taxing? And look, it's the best time for vaping is now.
Yeah.
And tomorrow will be worse.
Yeah.
We're definitely along that avenue where we're losing devices. This is a great replacement for a disposable for as long as it may last.
Yeah.
In the UK, it's only Scotland that's looking at next year, maybe these type of devices as well. But for now, wherever you are in the world, this is the Vaporesso Click Cross.
Cross.
So, you're after something more high-end.
Oh, I am. I am high-end, AJ.
Now, you always know it's high-end when I say pro, right?
Oh, that means high-end.
The Aspire Flexus Pro.
Stay pro, stay ahead.
Oh, that's good.
That was theirs, not mine.
Drop down, AJ, because this is the latest device from Aspire, the Flexus Pro. This is a 30-watt max power replaceable coil pod device. It is auto draw or button activated, and it takes the AF coils. That means there's a choice of a 0.6 mesh, 15 to 18 watts, or a 1-ohm mesh coil, which is 12 to 15 watts. Now, for pod sizes, there's 3mm and 2mm. So, sadly, Europe, that's you guys, the 2mm. The Flexus Pro has three activation modes. Now, this is simply to tailor things in for you. Also, there's something for everyone. As you'll notice, AJ has the green and white, but there's six colors available. 1200 milliamp hours of battery, USB-C, 2-amp quick chargeable with adjustable side airflow. There's also a screen, which is the nod to the Pro part of this, but I'll get into more details about that. On the screen, you're able to see battery with bar and percentage, wattage, coil resistance, and puff duration timer. For use, it is three clicks to manually adjust the wattage. This is a single button rolling count. So it goes 5 all the way through to 30 watts. This is a lovely demonstration you're giving, AJ. Quickly press the power button 4 times and you can adjust the activation modes. There is mode A, auto draw, mode B, button activated, B for button, mode A and B, or AB, which is auto draw, the A, and button activated, combined, so you can have both. And finally, it's 5 clicks to turn the device on and off.
What I enjoyed specifically is, how do you say I'm not very smart in a polite way?
Right. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Pro, you're going to scare people off. But I'm not a professional.
There's a very specific thing I need to talk about.
Yeah.
How would you say I'm not very smart, just in any polite way?
Oh, let me break it down for you.
Yeah.
How can I make this more simple?
Okay.
So I'm going to use things like that. My technique. So just a nod to you not being very smart.
When you said 4 clicks, you can change the mode from A to B to A and B.
Yeah.
I struggle to count clicks between 4 and 5.
Oh, dear.
So when I was demonstrating you could change the mode, I accidentally just shut the thing down.
Oh, dear.
Right,
I'm going to get rid of the box because boxes always get me in trouble, AJ.
They do get you in trouble.
They make me a little bit edgy.
I've got the 0.6 ohm pod in here at 18 watts.
That's the right choice. That's the one I've also gone for.
The chip is reading it at 0.66 ohms because I like to split hairs.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying it's closer to 0.7 than
0.6. But that's the pro part. I like to tell you exactly what it is.
18 watts, which is within the recommended range of this. Let's rip it up. I've got it in AB mode because I like to switch it up.
Oh, you are crazy. Will he auto draw? Will he button fire? Who knows? He's got both choices available. He's dropping clouds.
Wow. That's a lot of vapor production for 18 watts.
It's good, isn't it? It is good.
Airflow is, I would say, a tight RDL vape. So it's tighter than the perfect RDS.
Tighter it's more, than a tight thing.
It's more mouth to lung, really.
I've gone 0.6. I've also gone to pull in that airflow to make it a little bit warmer. So I've closed it off. I've got it barely open. So it's a nice pull on mouth to lung. With that warmth on a 0.6, I bust out the Legion X custard. Now, it's actually called Britannia custard.
Okay.
But if you've ever thought about, do you know what? I want like an Ambrosia style vape.
Nice, yes.
Right, what you're looking for is a bit of Legion X. In this, really it is nice. Phenomenal. Now, you probably wouldn't have gone 70-30 for a pod device.
But it's, do you know what? It's actually chomping through it quite well, isn't it?
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a bit of me, that's Legion X. People often ask, oh, what are you vaping, Pete? Yeah. There you go. Now you know.
There you know.
Right?
The so more you know.
Typically some kind of creme brulee, some kind of custard.
Stay pro, stay ahead.
Oh, you are staying pro, AJ. Yeah. And I'll tell you what else is pro. Official Vape Pete, introduce him.
Who is it? You.
Tornado ripped up on the table.
Wow, that was, that was good. So how's your vape?
Well, I'm particularly enjoying it. I've got it set up on AB as well.
Yeah. So, do you go, and that's interesting, you're in AB mode.
Yeah.
Are you going auto fire or button? What are you gravitating towards?
With a pod, I naturally leave the button alone.
Yeah.
It's just my preference. If I've got a pod, I'm all about that simple life. So yeah, I just auto draw on it.
It's funny, I'm always drawn to the button.
Yeah. That tells me one thing. You've been on the wrong devices. Because when the auto draw switches of like 2 years ago were a little bit shabby, or you had leakage from your pod and they weren't working properly.
Or they didn't work when the airflow was wide open.
Yeah. That was a genuine big problem. If the airflow was too wide, the auto draw wasn't active enough. It wasn't switching quickly.
The auto trigger on this is brilliant.
Really good. Look. If you're new to the whole vape thing, right, that's fine. Know this. Aspire have been around since really the beginning of the vape movement.
Yeah.
One of the early manufacturers. They've gone through every style of device. They've brought us high-end, really expensive devices, which are like from the Boro. They've got the Ragger in the range. They've more cloudy devices. And then they've got these simple starter kits. And now this one, the Flexus range, has everything for beginners going into a more cloudier vape. So a lower nicotine type of vape.
Got to give a shout out. I know they call it the Pro, but the build quality is beautiful. You've got this like mother of pearl pearlescent kind of fascia plates on both sides and then a metal chassis surrounding it. It feels really lovely in hand. The lip feel of that pod is perfect. Genuinely feels nice to vape, feels nice in hand.
Yeah. Now, even with the downside of UK TPD restrictions, which means you can only have 2 mils of liquid in Europe, it's okay. It's okay. Obviously, I'd rather have a 3 mil. We're not allowed it, so move on. It's okay.
What have you got your watch set at? I'm just curious how you vape it.
So I am on 16 watts.
You're always, something to know about Pete. Pete is always what I would call the cautious vapor.
Yeah, yeah.
He always goes to the underside of the coil range.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I love preserving the flavor, but not for the longevity of the coil.
Ah, see, I'm one of those vape with a total abandon.
Yeah. So we're both roughly 4 days and I've kind of had enough. I want to stop that coil before the flavor drops off.
Yeah.
So I normally do it, I'll change the coil out or dispose of the pod before the flavor really dies. I know it's coming.
Yeah.
But I still vape at the lower end of what it's able to perform at.
Yeah.
And that's me.
And it's performing all right for you at the lower end, that one?
Yeah, because where I'm vaping it with the custard, I've got it closed off more.
Oh, you've
so
got
it's a bit of a tighter
airflow.
Draw, so it is
tighter,
warming actually. Up.
What's it like tighter? Let's try. I've been wide open the whole time, kind of living my best life.
Really changes the flavor.
Oh, wow. Hugely versatile. That airflow gets very tight.
So, like, from the custard point of view, with it closed off, it's the rich cream of the custard. When it's open, I'm getting that more vanilla note. It's a smoother custard.
What's great with a vape that's as versatile as that, with that many coil options in the AF coil range, is it's the kind of vape you could have as your first vape, and it will carry you through a long journey.
Definitely.
Of like, you know, it will progress with you.
So I like vape kits that you can pick up and they don't restrict you when you go to a store.
Yeah.
So in the future, you want to try a liquid.
Yeah.
There's a pod or a coil option that will allow you to have that type of liquid.
I mean, it's worth noting for those that are kind of looking at this as maybe one of their first or kind of intermediate kits, 70-30s in this, it's not really recommended. You're going to burn that coil a lot quicker than you ordinarily would.
Yeah.
But it is performing with it perfectly well. If you're happy to sacrifice coil life for flavor, to have the 70-30s, this will do it.
Yeah. So again, it's one of the things you have to weigh up when you start vaping is what you were spending previously on tobaccos.
Yeah.
Whether that's a pouch or whether it's a packet of 20. That cost, crossing over into vaping, you've got your initial cost, you've got to buy a kit. Mm-hmm. Then you've got to buy a liquid. Then you've got your replaceable part. So the consumables are your coil, your liquid, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Right? So with a pod device like this, I change the coil about 4 days.
Yeah.
Right? It certainly doesn't need that. It could go longer. But I would say at the best length is probably 10 days.
Yeah.
With a 70-30... 5 days.
Yeah, pushing it then.
Yeah. Yep. So it just means that thicker liquid, it's going to clog up on the coil quicker.
Yeah.
So yeah, look, Flexus Pro is a stunning option for beginners that's going to carry you through your vaping journey.
Yeah.
And the only thing we haven't done is any AJSMR or shout out to our show sponsor.
Well, I think, Ball of Yarn is an important thing to put in here.
Yeah, because there's an affiliate link below the video, which will help make it rain for us. And, you know, we're all about that high-end wealth life.
Yes, yes. If you want to help us be wealthy and you need string for...
Yeah, it's not a pyramid scheme or anything. So
oh my God.
It could be a pyramid scheme.
If you want to save money and make money, then join.
Yeah, join our...
Ball of Yarn.
Join our business structure where you'll be your own boss,
yes.
But you can also recruit people under you to sell Ball of Yarn.
Everyone needs Ball of Yarn.
And you'll make loads of money. Just and every time someone below you sells, but we're on top of you, so we're making the most.
Mm.
But it's just like having a normal business structure. There's always a boss.
Yes, it's a bit like the Illuminati.
Yeah.
But from us.
This could go well.
I think we're going to do well at this.
Yeah. We've done Pro.
Yes.
Right. We've done super easy device with the click costs.
Cross click.
Right.
Yeah.
We've also had...
Recycling batteries.
Recycling trine.
Ah, green.
Yeah, a load of trine.
What a load of trine.
Right. Now, I want to give you another kind of Pro device.
Oh, okay.
I say Pro, it's just because the options.
This better be colourful.
You got to check this out.
This better be colourful.
Yeah, I'm not going to take your P2 out either.
Oh, no?
No.
Your P1S?
No. No, we had the P1, we had the P1S. But I'm not taking the P2.
You are taking the P2.
I'm not. AJ.
Yes.
This is the latest device from Vupu. The P2.
P2?
Well, they've done the P1.
Yeah. P2 sounds like the kind of thing that we stop at a service station and you're like, oh, I'm just going to nip in the toilet.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go...
P1S.
I need to P2.
Yeah, and now it's the P2. AJ, let's drop down and take a look so everyone knows exactly what we're talking about. The latest device from Argus is the P2. This pod device is a strong auto-draw activated upgrade to the P1 and the P1S. And that's because, there's a number of features. But firstly, it comes with a 0.4 ohm brand new pod. There's also in the box a 0.7 ohm pod, which was my previous favourite in this range. And let me give you a wider look at the spec. We have a OLED display screen, 30 watts of max power, 1100 milliamp hours, 2 amp fast charge, a brand new long-awaited 0.4 ohm cloud coil, 2 mil in Europe, 3 mil everywhere else, and a smart new functionality, which we can take a look at with 5 clicks to access the menu. You have puff count with a clear the puff count option, power mode, which is wattage, shift mode, which is 3 clicks goes to sport, normal, or eco, basically taking you through the power range of each individual coil head that's fitted. And you can long hold, which will adjust the visual display bar. So you've got then mode M1, which is a colourful, fun light. Look at that. You've also got hold it again, and it takes you to M2, which offers a visualised battery level. Long hold again, and you can turn it off. Also, at the top of the device, you'll see the OLED display screen, which has a battery bar, percentage, wattage or mode, resistance of coil and puff count. As I said, this is auto draw activated, and your pod options are a 0.4, 0.7, 1.2 ohms. And basically there's now a pod to suit every type of vaping, whether it's 70-30 or 50-50 or across to Nic salts. For those nerdier vapers, you need to know that you can also buy the empty cartridge for the Argus, which is the ITO coil heads. They offer you a 0.5, 0.7, a 1 ohm or a 1.2 ohms. But personally, now that they've released the 0.4, I've got to say that makes this the best vaping experience in the whole of the Argus range.
Ooh, that's a big call.
I love the 0.4, AJ. Previously, I liked the 0.5. I thought that's as close as they got. But really, I just like that thicker vape. I like a substantial, flavorful.
You like vape. When you can get like a full P1
in
or P2 in
thick,
right in your hand, full one.
Yeah.
P2. I loved the original Argus P, the P1.
Yeah.
I loved that form factor. We saw that. Maybe 2 years ago now it came out. Maybe 18 months.
18 months, about that.
Yeah, I remember it coming out, and I remember really enjoying the form factor and the feel of it. I love the kind of half cyberpunk see-through-ness of it.
Yeah, so that was a big appeal, was originally its transparent chassis. So and last year was really more about that in vaping. A lot of the devices had started to show off their circuit boards.
And I like it.
They've moved away from wires.
Yeah, no, I like it.
So you could see what looked like a computer circuit board inside, which was really cool.
The P1S, despite its comedy name, was a great upgrade. And the P2, well, it's just added to that again. The build quality feels even better than it did previously.
Again, simplicity is number one. So Vupu, they haven't complicated it at all. You've got a very simple device. Yes, you can get in there and you can change some of the settings. You've got that sport mode, normal mode, eco mode, which I love because that gives you...
Yeah, what is the... Do you know what the difference is?
Yeah, so they're the stages of the coil. So if you've got like 10 to 14 watts, then your sport mode is going to be 14 watts.
Got you. Right?
Eco mode is going to be your 10 watts and normal is going to sit in the middle. So that's what we're doing. We're going through the power of the coil.
I'm going to put it in sport mode, see what happens.
So sport mode, you could call boost mode if you like.
Yeah.
That's going to be your real performance end of the coil. You're going to go through juice quicker. It's going to give you a much more satisfying flavor and thicker vape. But, you know, you're going to burn through your coil quicker, AJ. So it might only last 10 days.
The airflow's great in this. Really, it's really airy when it's open. Proper RDL.
Yeah. Oh, I should have mentioned, above the airflow, you'll see there's two little holes there. That's for a lanyard.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's a lanyard in the box.
I love nothing more than having my vape adorned around my lapel.
So everyone can see, almost like a chunky gold chain.
Yeah, like a badge of honour. Yeah, I vape.
Yeah, I vape. Look at me vape. Look, everyone look at me. No, look. Look at me. Look right now. Lanyard vaping.
I filled up a pod just for you. Okay. Because I don't want to get your bacterial infection.
Is that because you know I'm official vape Pete? Ready for a trick?
This is going to be so underwhelming. Shut up. Oh, you're doing the Instagram not look at the camera thing?
Yeah.
I'll do it with a pod as well. We'll do it together. Okay, ready? Okay,
right, ready?
This is how we do Instagram. You going to do it? Tell me when you've done it.
It didn't work very well. There's too much pressure.
Nah, you've struggled to perform under pressure.
No, the door's open and the aircon's on, so it messed up my O's.
There's no aircon in here.
And there's another segment that we've got to get to, AJ.
Right.
Right, so I'm a little bit worried about time here.
Don't worry about time, we're
it's
fine.
It's called AJ, you.
Me. I'm AJ.
AJ ASMR.
Wait.
It's where we come in your ears with AJ ASMR.
I'm going to vape in your ears. Let me come in your ears. Let me come in your ears. This is the button, the button, the button. This is the pod. Is me vaping.
Oh, I don't like it. Okay, so that's enough of that. So some people tune in just for the AJ ASMR.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to give them a little bit of what they want. And then we have to think about how we're going to pay for the show, AJ. I'm spending a lot of money on vape products now. Right, we've got to a point where it's running away and Gene is upset with me. So I found a show sponsor.
Is that why there's only one colourway?
Which is a ball of yarn. Now, for every person that's watching the show that clicks on my link below
right.
and buys a ball of yarn,
yeah.
we make it rain. So
right.
what we need to do is come up with a concept
yeah.
of how they could use a ball of yarn.
They could have a need.
Have you ever had a need?
To tie someone up.
Yeah. Maybe there's someone annoying.
Yes, maybe you want to gag someone.
Yeah, like that.
Like Pete.
That Craig guy who's some kind of admin for Phil and Dimitri.
Yeah.
Absolute pillock.
Right, yeah, okay.
Ball of yarn.
Ball of yarn. Right.
Tie him up.
Oh.
Back of the van, onto the moors.
Yes, okay. Yeah, you could do that.
If there's anyone like that you know?
Yeah, plenty. Yeah. yeah. Do you want me to draw a list up?
No, it's more. Give them suggestions.
Oh, right.
Whatever your need. Mm. There's a link below the video.
Argus P2 is a phenomenal pod device. I believe it looks like we've managed to get the larger than 2 mil pods here somehow.
Yeah, so I pre-ordered.
Right.
Direct.
Oh.
Because we're not UK based.
Ah, smart.
American audience.
Yeah.
They want the 3 mil. So UK, yeah. 2 mil.
Yeah.
Our audience.
What?
America.
Do you enjoy mil. The colours? What's your take on it? Bit of fun.
Look, AJ.
Would you keep it on or would you be a switcher offer?
I hold it, long hold,
yeah.
gets into the M1
yeah.
option, rainbow.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Not for you.
M2,
yeah.
which is the battery, practical. I like it. But do I want everyone to see me illuminated vaping? No. So I turn it off.
You turn it off, you go for the third, M3.
But
off.
You know, you don't have to be like Pete. Official vape Pete. He goes purely for functionality and he keeps M2 for the battery.
Weird, I would have thought Official Vape Pete would be all about the rainbows.
No.
He strikes me as quite a rainbow kind of character.
No, he's all about the precision. How much battery have I got left in order to perform my tricks?
Interesting.
Yeah, so okay. very different character.
Hmm. Thoroughly enjoyable pod device, that. Really an improvement on build quality massively. The coils are, the 0.4 coil is really fantastic. Airflow, really versatile. It's a solid choice and great aesthetics. I mean, what kind of more do you need to say about it? And if you like rainbows, you can taste the rainbow.
I mean, you nailed it. There's nothing left to say.
So, as I clear the table.
That's been our show, AJ. Look, I told you there was going to be something for everyone. We've got a ball of yarn for that pillock, Craig, on the Phil and Dimitri show. If you're listening from America, you know, give him a shout out. Who is the Craig pillock? Oh, let's name and shame him.
Oh.
Because in that review of a reviewer, he was an absolute knobhead.
I just think
everyone was having a laugh.
Yeah.
Not that guy. He just wanted to get personal. And now I want to do one of those, let's put two YouTubers together to fight, because I couldn't imagine anyone that I want to kick the shit out of more. So if
it's an open
maybe
invite.
We can make it happen.
Open invite. Just please come on down.
We'll share the studio address.
Yeah.
You can just turn up whenever.
Yeah.
Whenever suits you.
Yeah.
And we'll just sort it out.
Okay. That sounds like fun. I'm well up for a bit of a tear up and a positive and an exciting end to the show, full of adrenaline.
It's always fun, isn't it? Because ball of yarn ties people up.
Yes.
So let's make it happen. Big show sponsor.
A thoroughly enjoyable show. It's nice to be back.
It's good to be back, mate. We're kicking off now. I can feel things are moving.
Yes.
China mass producing for the spring season. We've got Expo coming to the UK.
Yeah,
we've got Expo coming across Europe. For you guys, I know the majority of you are listening from the States.
Yeah.
And things kind of suck for you guys out there because it's just getting more and more
I feel like
closed in on the world of
the States
of vaping.
Is like the, they're like a year ahead of what's happening here.
Yeah.
And things closing down.
Yeah.
It's what it feels like. But drama aside, there will always be these vape products to look at, and we'll always keep looking at whatever we can get our hands on.
Absolutely. And I'll just keep moving the business to countries that are friendly to vaping so we can stay in it for as long as we can.
I'm all up for that. Somewhere sunny.
We could trek this around the world.
We actually could.
All we need is people buying balls of yarn, and that's it.
Or a sponsor from Dubai.
Oh, one of those early spam emails, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a Saudi prince.
Oh, are you?
Sadly, I have been locked in prison and I need to buy my way out.
Ah, if I could just use your bank account.
And I will repay you in gold.
In gold?
So, one of those kind of things.
Yeah,
there's the pyramid of yarn. We're at the top. We recruit people who recruit people.
Yeah.
And they all buy the yarn from us.
If you want to save money and make money on your yarn,
then, you know,
you could start a business too.
This is the show for you. We're going to continue to offer you these business ideas. You know, you could be part of our network marketing.
Don't call it that. No, not network. Multi-level.
Marketing. No?
The yarn level marketing, YLM. Mm. If you've got to the deep end with us, well done. We're at the end.
Yeah.
Make sure that you take a minute. Obviously, you're on the toilet because we know 95% of our listeners are on the toilet.
It was a very popular poll.
Very popular poll. Make sure that you wipe, wash, and then rate the show because that does help us. But make sure you do it in that order because I don't want those pooey screens.
Yeah. And that's about it for all of the listeners. I appreciate your loyalty making it through the show. We hope we've accompanied you for your journey and you reach your destination safely.
Wow.
And
you've got a career in like being a train conductor.
Yeah. Until the next time, thanks for watching. Bye, everyone.